Benedict broke Vatican protocol the day after the election, sending a personal note of congratulations to the president-elect rather than waiting for Inauguration Day, and he called the Obama victory historic. But the personalities of the president and the pope could not be more different.
You're talking about the avatar of hip versus an octogenarian European intellectual.
But John Allen, longtime Vatican correspondent of the National Catholic Reporter, says that despite the contrast on some basic issues, there is a lot of common ground between Benedict and Mr. Obama.
They're both in favor of expanded health care. They're both in favor of immigration reform. They both favor a multilateral approach to foreign policy. And in particular, they both have, in their own ways, reached out to the Islamic world.
Allen is referring to the Pope's recent visit to the Middle East and to the president's speech in Cairo last month. Benedict's number one priority in interfaith relations is promoting an alliance of civilizations with Islam, and Vatican officials were impressed with the president's outreach to Muslims. On all these issues, Allen says, the Vatican believes the Pope and president can do business. Speaking to reporters ahead of the visit, Deputy National Security Advisor Dennis McDonough described the impact of Catholic social teaching on the president's thinking.
The president often refers to the fundamental belief that each person is endowed with dignity. The president often underscores that dignity of people is a driving goal in what we hope to accomplish in development policy, for example, and in foreign policy.
But some American prelates have been much less benign. Cardinal James Francis Stafford, for many years one of the highest-ranking Americans at the Vatican, said last fall that Obama's statements on abortion reflect an agenda and vision that are aggressive, disruptive, and apocalyptic. More recently, former St. Louis Archbishop Raymond Burke, who now heads a Vatican tribunal, said the U.S. Democratic Party risks becoming the party of death. And many American Catholics strongly criticized the University of Notre Dame for having invited the president to be the commencement speaker and by granting him an honorary degree. In sharp contrast, the official Vatican daily L'Osservatore Romano gave the new administration a positive review after its first 100 days in office, saying in a front-page editorial that even on ethical questions, President Obama had not confirmed the radical direction he had discussed during the campaign. And the newspaper of the Italian bishops praised Mr. Obama's great honesty and great intelligence, adding that it is clear that he is not trying to divide the Holy See from American bishops. There is one basic difference between American and European Catholic cultures, Allen says, that helps explain these sharply different attitudes.
In the United States, abortion tends to be the defining social and political issue, and everything else, in a way, takes second place. Whereas in Europe, that has never been the case. And so even for the most conservative Catholics in Europe, they don't evaluate political leaders exclusively through the basis of their positions on abortion and other so-called life issues.
One of the key topics of discussion is likely to be the global economic crisis. The visit comes on the heels of Tuesday's release of Benedict's third encyclical, Charity and Truth, in which he called for a new financial order guided by ethics and dignity and lamented that greed had brought about the worst economic downturn since the Depression. The timing of the encyclical's release just before the American president's visit to the Vatican is likely to shape the agenda of the Pope and president's talks. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.